The president of the Port Coquitlam Heritage and Cultural Society came cap in hand before local politicians yesterday, September 26, to ask for more money. Jack Choles stood before Committee of Council to request an additional $7,000 in next year's city budget to bring POCO Heritage salaries up to a living wage. In 2017, POCO became the third municipality in Canada to implement the living wage policy. Last year, POCO Heritage signed a partnership deal with the city, meaning the base rate for its staff should be at least $24.08 an hour, he said. Currently, the wage is at $20.90 per hour for the 1.6 FTE, one full-time manager and a part-time employee. Choles said the salary boost would help the nonprofit organization retain qualified professionals, as well as maintain current service levels without disruption at the center, which is located at 150-2248 McAllister Avenue. Choles said POCO Heritage is back to pre-pandemic levels for staffing, volunteers and outreach. Last year, 23 volunteers donated 3,000 hours, averaging 130 hours per person, and the center reaped $72,000 in externals grants on top of its $55,000 annual city grant for operations. Asked by Cowan. Daryl Penner about POCO Heritage's plans to become financially self-sufficient, as promised in 2007 when the city provided its space in the outlet at Lee Square, Choles said the group is working hard to find stable sources. Still, nobody is willing to pay for the day-to-day operations. POCO Heritage's agreement with the city is up for renewal in 2025. Formed in 1988 by Ada Kahn, Lois Milne and former councillor Ron Talbot, POCO Heritage aims to preserve the city's history. Last Saturday, September 23, POCO Heritage opened a new exhibit called POCO LAX to celebrate the city's field and box lacrosse past and its champions. POCO staff said they'll include POCO Heritage's funding request in the draft 2024 budget.